Dr. Robin Murphy's Lotus Health Institute, online at lotushealthinstitute.com.
A major branch of homeopathy, one of the biggest branches of homeopathy, and the one that's least taught. Okay? And tato basically means poisons. Okay? The science of poisons. If you want a real short definition, the science of antidotes and antitoxins. And you want to expand that, is the homeopathic science of detoxification. November, all right. We did isopathic remedies. And anybody that missed those tapes and the workbook are available if people missed it. These are two major branches of homeopathy. So big that I feel I could practice using these two and not even regular homeopathy. Isopathic is all the nosodes, potentized viruses, diseases, miasms, and all this. This is the biological arm of homeopathy, and tautopathic is the chemical arm of homeopathy. All the ancient physicians, one of your highest, not so much today, but you'll be surprised about the statistics, one of the highest skills, well, they had a physician that specialized in poisons. What they call them, the poison doctor or the antidote doctor or whatever. But there was always the physician's highest skill was to deal with poisons. Why? Because all the castle intrigue and people use poisons as a major weapon, arsenic, cyanide, and all these things, putting in people drinks and they're dead. And the doctor, they couldn't antidote that and didn't know how to deal with it. And of course, you're dead too. We have pressures of medical exams and boards. The ancient physicians, they didn't serve the king, right? They kill you. So that's a little more stress. So they found out what's really important is ability to antidote poisons. Now, why is this important today? Well, the fourth leading killer in the United States is prescription drugs. 120,000 a year. That's 10,000 people a month, right? And that's 2,500 people a week. So that comes down to divided by 7, that's 300 people today while we talk will die from poisonings. So instead of, we shifted from a political poisoning to we shifted to medical poisoning. And I tell you, this is my, I started homeopathy in 1972, this is my 30th year of studying this. And I come to the conclusion that I can put anything down here I want. I can add allopathic, homeopathic, and you might be shocked what I'm about to say, but to me it's all the same. And if you don't get to that point at some time in your life, okay, I've seen penicillin work, I've seen Ritalin work, I've seen these, and I've seen them not work, and I've seen people been poisoned and messed up for life with them too. But we can't deny what we see, okay? So all this stuff is the same. Tautopathic, isopathic, allopathic, homeopathic. Only difference is our intellectual version of why we're giving something, which has nothing to do with the body's reaction. The body doesn't know what you're thinking, okay? Especially what the doctors think when they give it to you. And the dosage. If I alter dosage and intent, I change to different systems of medicine. Now, it's kind of shocking, but I've seen penicillin 30 work as if I gave them penicillin shot or penicillin pills for the same thing. So attempting to have no prejudice, as Hahnemann said in the first paragraph of Organon, I tell people, the whole allopathic materia medica is also can be used homeopathically. And the proof will be all the drugs we're going to go through and the uses of them and all that. And we have herbs, we have symphytum. Look at symphytum. You can eat the leaves, comfrey, It's a food. You can eat it as a salad. Okay, a little bitter taste. Okay. You can make an herbal tincture and extract out of it. You eat it, it strengthens your bones. Green leafy strengthens your bones. Okay, not meat. Meat weakens the bones. From Chinese medicine all the way up to modern biochemistry says that. Okay, so then we have green leafy. Then the tincture is for bone healing. It contains a drug we'll be talking about, allantoin. And that medication helps proliferate cell division and heal burns, cuts, broken bones. That's in the comfrey plant. And we can give comfrey and potency for the exact same thing. Now here's a herb that works as a food, a herbal tincture, and a homeopathic remedy, and they're all the same. Just a matter of dosage. Okay? Oh, I'm a homeopath, so I only give Symphytum in 30C or 6C. That's a prejudice. Okay? Now, if you give Symphytum tincture, someone has, elderly person has osteoporosis and they're repeatedly breaking their bones, you give them Symphytum tincture, okay, and give them their indicated remedy, you'll get better results. Because we're giving them a food extract to strengthen their bones, and then we're giving them a remedy. Okay? So it's very interesting. If you just change the doses and the intent, you have a different system of medicine. There is no difference. Every use in the pharmacopoeia on any drug, Prozac and all that, is also its homeopathic use. Every side effect of the drug is our proving, and our toxicological reports and our pathological symptoms are there. So we are the true scientists because we don't have the prejudice of primary and secondary effects or side effects. A side effect is what the researcher decides they didn't want to happen. That's an unscientific principle right there. You give the drug and you record all that happens to it. So every allopathic drug, now I have my PDR and I have my Materia Medica are next to each other on my desk. Okay? And any allopathic drug can be made into a homeopathic remedy to counter its own side effects. Very, very simple. So, you know, people talk about introducing new remedies and this person introduced. Immediately, we have 1,000 new remedies.